Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at all kinds of surprising results from various surveys that try to take the temperature of the American people and what we feel about different things and experience about different things. There is now an all-time high identification of LGBT... excuse me. According to Gallup, there is now an all-time high identification of Americans with the LGBTQ community. And what is the particularly dominant form of being an LGBTQ American? It's not being gay or lesbian, and it's not being transgendered. What is it? We will get to that. There is another big piece that was done in the New York Times. We're going to be speaking to the editor. A piece called He Lost Me. Who Lost Who? The subtitle, Why 10 Voters Who Backed Trump in 2016 and 2020 Have Moved On. And look, I would say that one of the reasons that... people have moved on is because we live in a very, very different world right now. We live in a world that is so serious with warfare, even potential nuclear warfare in various parts of the world, and threats of a foreign policy and national security nature that are profound and deeply disturbing. Those threats include what is going on in Ukraine, what is going on in Gaza, and they also include what is going on here right in the United States concerning the situation with social media and with TikTok. We will get to both of those as well. First of all, Hakeem Jeffries, who is the ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives, if the Democrats, as many people expect, actually take over the very, very narrow Republican majority in the House of Representatives, which they could do by winning three seats. I mean, it's a very, very up for grabs House future. But Hakeem Jeffries, who would, if the Democrats took over, become Speaker, did a press conference where he spoke clearly, and it seems to me necessarily, about the issue of what is going on right now in Eastern Europe, in Ukraine, with the defense of that country. This is clip one.
Speaker Johnson continues to maintain that he understands the importance of passing the national security bill and funding the Ukrainian effort, which has been brave and valiant in pushing back against Russian aggression. We cannot allow Vladimir Putin to succeed in Ukraine, as it will undermine America's national security interests and that of the West, NATO, and democratic allies throughout the world. We'll see what happens. I think the clock is ticking, and we have to get the bipartisan national security bill over the finish line before we leave town next Friday, March 22nd. Before we leave town. It's reckless to do otherwise.
Amen. And good for him in trying to confront this issue very directly. By the way, this issue also connects to Throwback Thursday, which is a tradition we have at our Substack, where on Thursdays I try to run a column that these are actually selected by Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College. but I've done a lot of columns over the years. It's been years and years and years. And occasionally there's one that's just directly relevant, even though in this case it comes from March, not of 2024. It comes from 2013, 11 years ago. And this column is called Senseless Indifference Toward Ukraine. And it asks the question, why does unrest in some nations attract obsessive attention from the press, while turbulence in other places generates scant concern? And that was about the fact that we were all obsessed with the Arab Spring. Remember the Arab Spring? It was going to be so wonderful that Hosni Mubarak, who actually wasn't so bad in retrospect, who was the dictator of Egypt, fell to the Muslim Brotherhood, basically, which led to more chaos in Egypt. That got a great, great deal of attention in the United States. It was an obsessive level of attention. Well, at the same time, the Ukrainian street protests, which eventually brought down a pro-Putin government in Ukraine, that got almost no attention. Why was that? Well, that's part of what we write about on Substack in Throwback Thursday from a column done in 2013. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com. Yesterday, there was a vote in the House of Representatives, and the vote in the House of Representatives was to approve a bill that still has a real challenge in the Senate, where it's very controversial. It would be a bill that would make TikTok eligible for being banned with its 150 million users. And it would be banned unless TikTok divested from the Chinese company that actually owns and operates it. Well, now there is a new player on the field. Remember Steven Mnuchin, who was the very, very wealthy Secretary of the Treasury for President Donald Trump? And he lasted pretty much the whole administration. And he is putting together a group of his fellow businessmen to do something fairly dramatic about this issue. Listen to clip 7.
Well, you know, when I was Treasury Secretary, I chaired CFIUS, and CFIUS approved, and I had President Trump sign an order that TikTok had to be sold. And I continue to believe that. So I think the legislation should pass, and I think it should be sold. I understand the technology. It's a great business, and I'm going to put together a group to buy TikTok.
You're trying to buy TikTok?
I am, because this should be owned by a U.S. businesses. There's no way that the Chinese would ever let a U.S. company own something like this in China.
Have you already put a group together?
No, I'm working
on
it.
You're exploring a group.
I've spoken to a bunch of people, but
who would be part of your group?
I can't tell that to you now, but
it would be
a combination of investors, so there would be no one investor that controlled this. And the issue is all about the technology. This needs to be controlled by U.S.
Let me ask you a very...
Okay, part of what this reveals is a way that business can sometimes solve problems without legislation. And the problem of TikTok would be very best solved by having a U.S. group that is responsible taking over that operation without necessarily legislation, clearing the Senate and constitutional objections. Meanwhile, we have coming right up the Patrick Healy, who's the deputy opinion editor of the New York Times, who put together a feature that included the views of 10 different voters who once supported Donald Trump. No, not once, twice supported Donald Trump, backing his presidential candidacy in 2016 when he won, and then again in 2020 when he lost. So why have they moved on, and after backing him twice, this time they're supporting somebody else? And who is that somebody else? Is it always Joe Biden? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, with all of the good news that Donald Trump has received from the primary election results all across the country, there is one warning signal that has been pointed out by a number of political observers including Fox News, which took a look at the number of people who voted in Republican primaries, and a very substantial percentage, enough to guarantee a losing campaign, said they would never vote for Donald Trump, even though they were voting in Republican primaries. And at the same time, there is a fascinating piece that appeared in the New York Times called He Lost Me, the subheading, Why 10 Voters Who Backed Trump in 2016 and 2020 Have Moved On. The deputy opinion editor of the New York Times who's behind that piece, He Lost Me, is Patrick Healy. And you interviewed on a wide range of subjects these 10 voters who were former Trumpers, now not so much. What surprised you most about what you found in doing the piece?
It's great to be with you, Michael. What really stood out to me was what happened that lost them. You know, these were people who voted for Trump in 2016, again in 2020. So they really believed in him on a pretty constant level. And what happened for some was January 6th. What happened for others was the documents taken by the former president to Mar-a-Lago. And what happened to still others was sort of his general behavior out of office, in which he kept just talking over and over again about how the election had been stolen from him. So what they basically felt was that the policies and priorities and positions that Donald Trump took while he was president, which they saw as improving their quality of life, their pocketbook, direction of the country in ways that they're like, were replaced by these sets of behaviors, January 6th, the Mar-a-Lago documents, the refusal to accept that he lost the election. And they felt very alienated from him. They felt like, this was a different kind of Donald Trump than they'd seen before. And even though they feel like their lives and their economy would probably be better under a Trump presidency than a Biden presidency, they're clearly people who are looking elsewhere. They're looking at RFK Jr., other third-party candidates that moved on.
I know you've also written about RFK Jr.'s possible VP picks, you say, are no joke. How would these voters react to Aaron Rodgers as a nominee for Vice President of the United States?
Michael, the voters, and it's not just them. I spent time in New Hampshire and Iowa during the primaries and the caucus and talked to a lot of independents, particularly, and some Republicans, certainly. This desire for the anti-establishment outsider who speaks his mind and says what he feels and talks like me and is willing to say things that you, quote-unquote, aren't allowed to say anymore, boy, it still holds real appeal for a lot of these voters. With Trump, they felt like they got all of that plus this celebrity who, made them laugh and seemed larger than life. And several of the voters in our focus group had been to RFK Jr. political events, had heard him speak. The focus group was held before the Aaron Rodgers, Jesse Ventura news broke, but they're clearly still drawn to people who are outside the system. And look, Michael, I think that is one of the big questions and narratives of this 2024 election, which is the mistrust and disgust with the political establishment system such that
large numbers of people are drawn either third party or to Trump. And that includes some people who voted for Joe Biden, especially those younger voters, some voters of color who are upset at Biden and his kind of establishment position around, you know, the war in Gaza and on other issues. They're looking elsewhere.
When you talk about looking elsewhere and people looking for non-establishment candidates, how can your name be Robert Francis Kennedy Jr. and you not be a member of the establishment? For God's sake, his great-grandfather was a congressman and a mayor of Boston, Honey Fitz. Yep. And you're talking about, this is one of the most established families in America. And by the way, Donald Trump, recently he was just saying on Newsmax that he believed that he had been persecuted more. He was the most hated political figure in all of American history. And he was comparing himself to Andrew Jackson and Abraham Lincoln. And if you own golf courses, and a lot of them, how are you not part of the establishment? I have never, ever fully understood that.
I think performance goes a long way, Michael. The performative skills that people like Donald Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have, and their ability to speak and connect in such a way that makes people feel like, yes, you may not be like me, you may be part of a political dynasty, or you may be a twice-divorced New York, you know, realtor.
With
inherited wealth. But you say things the way I want them said. You know, that is a skill that a lot of these voters are lit up by. I mean, you know, look, I've covered 5 presidential campaigns now, and I remember the way Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were able to, you know, move and energize a crowd. And then I also covered, you know, John Kerry and Hillary Clinton, and saw the way that sometimes they did not, you know, move a crowd.
No, can you stay with us for a moment more? Because
Sure. What
I want to pursue is how it is that Trump gets these voters back, or how it is that Biden can actually try to connect with some of those lost Trump voters and maybe keep them away from the RFK Aaron Rodgers ticket. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing mounting pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to a vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell cautioned that withholding vital weapons for Ukraine has strengthened Russian President Vladimir Putin's resolve. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Hava, filed the $91.63 million bond on Thursday, following approval by a judge earlier in the week. The bond shields Trump from any efforts by writer E. Jean Carroll to enforce damages while the case undergoes the appeals process. Delta Airlines is increasing its checked bag fee. The airline announced the fee for a first and second checked bag will go up by $5 for most domestic and short international flights. It'll cost travelers $35 for the first checked bag and $45 for the second checked bag. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Patrick Healy is the deputy opinion editor at the New York Times. He does these New York Times features, which are really like in-print focus groups, where you're looking at a number of people who have something in common, and very often they have very little in common, but they give you different opinions that reflect on one of the political crises that we have right now in the country. And one of those crises particularly could have impact on Donald Trump and his aspirations to return to the White House, which is the polling that has shown that a bunch of the people who voted in Republican primaries, who voted against him, a substantial number of Republicans, some say up to 20-30%, have no intention of voting for Trump on his third race for the office. And we're talking about Patrick Healy and why and what some of the problems are. If you were with the Biden campaign, which I know you're not, but if you were and you were giving advice on how to reach out to some of the "he lost me" constituents, people who had given up on Trump, what would be the key focus for getting first their attention and then secondly their support?
Well, you know, Michael, I asked them that very question, but framed a little bit differently. I asked them how could he win them over, but I also asked several of them who said that protecting democracy was either their top issue or one of their top issues in the election, and there were three who said it was their top issue more than the economy. I said, how can President Biden win you over? Because he's talking a lot about this, and Donald Trump talks about, you know, individual freedoms, but it's not necessarily yoked around democracy. And Michael, it was tough. I mean, it's tough news for President Biden with this group. I mean, they just time and again brought up his, mental sharpness, his age broadly, and just felt a degree of skepticism that he was absolutely up to the job. Now, look, they might be hearing misinformation out there. They might be making kind of, fact-free judgments because he might sound like, their father-in-law, and they're making kind of leaps of assumptions. But this was a crowd that was pretty tough on Biden. Based on what they said, though, what they want to hear is that there's a presidential candidate who has a vision for getting the country on the right track. They all felt like the country was on the wrong track, and that the right track would be a combination of, a stronger economy, a strong America in the world, in America where everybody's freedoms were protected, not just the left, not just the right, not just women and the right to choose. They care about gun rights. They care about freedom of speech and not being bullied if they don't believe viewpoints that, let's say, only progressives hold fast to. It's interesting because Joe Biden, who, you've watched for decades and I've watched for decades, he's actually pretty good on some of that, or he was at least, 20 years ago. He could speak with nuance and thoughtfulness about how our country with real differences, but we all kind of are in it together and we kind of sink or swim together. But for whatever reason, we haven't seen that nimbleness from him. And I think you see that most acutely on the war. President Biden in a different era just may have been more nimble and artful in the way that he communicated and positioned himself and maybe boxed opponents into a corner more than he has been. But right now he's seen as someone who really trusted Benjamin Netanyahu and has sort of not wavered from that position. So that's a very long answer to your question, but I think this group starts from a place of real skepticism about Biden's ability to do the job for another 5 years. But they're looking for somebody, and a sort of a package message, might at the end of the day appeal to them.
What about debates? First of all, your guess about whether Trump has already said very clearly he wants to debate Biden as much as possible. Your guess is that President Biden will agree to debates or not?
My assumption is that he will. He's an institutionalist. He knows that debates are part of the democratic process. He will not want to appear like he has something to hide or something to evade. The issue for President Biden, I think it's a true issue, and it would concern me if I was in his shoes, is that the two debates that he participated in with President Trump in 2020, and President Biden certainly wasn't hiding from debates, were just absolute carnival shows. The way that President Trump conducted
S word shows.
I was gonna thank you. I didn't know if I could say that word on the show.
You can.
The way President Trump conducted himself in those two debates in 2020 just made a mockery of the whole process. And if I was a presidential candidate, I'd have to ask myself, what's the point in participating, in this, if the other person doesn't approach it with anything that looks like good faith, or some level of seriousness? It was ridiculous.
I don't think the debates helped Trump in 2020.
Oh, I agree, and that's strategically that could be a reason to do them. It's just right now we don't know, Michael. We don't know whether this election is going to be a referendum election or a choice election. We don't know that yet. We don't know if it's going to be a referendum on Biden or if it's going to be a choice election where people are really thinking Trump versus Biden. You know, I mean, I wrote about this the other day, how important the spring is for President Biden, because it's really usually the spring of a presidential election year when voters really make up their minds about how they feel about an incumbent. You know, Jimmy Carter had kind of frankly lost, you know, by the summer of 1980. George H.W. Bush, you know, was so off track on the economy in the spring of 1992, you know, that Bill Clinton's message about the economy, stupid, was taking hold. I mean, President Biden has to sort of get this right now if he's going to win re-election. So how he sees it come fall, it's just a little hard to predict.
I think what you're saying is something that I've been thinking more and more about, is for any of these candidates, to even include RFK Jr. as a third candidate, he's close to getting the level of support he'd need to qualify for debates. But it's very easy to see how any one of these three candidates could lose the election. But none of them can possibly win. But one of them will. Patrick Healy is the deputy opinion editor of the New York Times. His piece is fascinating and informative and gives you that precious gift perspective. The piece is called He Lost Me, Why 10 Voters Who Backed Trump in 2016 and 2020 Have Moved On. And we move on to some stunning poll results about young people coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, there is a poll of college students which actually has a result that surprised me profoundly, which is more than two-thirds of college students believe that universities should protect free speech, even if the speech extends to physical threats or inciting violence. That, according to a new Axios Vibes survey by the Harris Poll. It's a stunning finding, two-thirds, because you remember all the attention recently to the idea of people being snowflakes and so delicate and suffering from microaggressions, and they would have things that would trigger them, and we were all told, you've got to be careful about what you say, certain ideas, certain words, even certain proper nouns and names of places, things could trigger people and make them feel insecure. Well, again, what students are saying now, and it's more than two-thirds, there's a desire to push the limits of free expression on campus, which survey says hints at deep divides over how to advocate for, quote, Palestinian civilians, while protecting the safety of Jewish students. Free speech was the third most cited concern of the 643 students polled about their institutions, coming right after tuition, which was a concern of 50%, and safety, which is 46%. A clear majority of students, 68%, argued for pushing the limits of speech on campus, even if there is some risk of violence. It's extraordinary. And it may be a reaction to that snowflake idea of trigger warnings and people being, quote, verbally assaulted and felt made insecure by some ideas with which they were uncomfortable. But 77% of respondents said campus speech should be protected, even if some feel the language is deeply upsetting. 86% said their institution should make them feel safe sharing their opinions on tense social issues and global conflicts and be a safe haven for free speech for the student body. They seem to be saying is that actual violence is less of a concern than you might expect. Meanwhile, less of a concern than you might expect. Obviously, there has been a great deal of discussion this week about TikTok and its future, with now the idea of Steven Mnuchin, former Treasury Secretary, trying to put together a group that would buy TikTok, an American group. And this all in context, Senator Marco Rubio posted a video on X, which was taken from a 60 Minutes broadcast in 2020. There, a reporter spoke with an intelligence expert about the national security risk that TikTok posed at that time, full 4 years ago, to the American people. This is clip six.
What makes TikTok particularly concerning is its relationship with the Chinese Communist Party in Beijing, the government of China. The Chinese have fused their government and their industry together so that they cooperate to achieve the ends of the state.
And TikTok is a factor in that?
Yeah. So
when you look at it, it just seems
dance video
fun and innocuous.
Imagine you woke up tomorrow morning and you saw a news report that China had distributed 100 million sensors around the United States, and that any time an American walked past one of these sensors, this sensor automatically collected off of your phone your name, your home address, your personal network, who you're friends with, your online viewing habits, and a whole host of other pieces of information. Well, that's precisely what TikTok is. It has 100 million U.S. users. It collects all of that information.
Million
and
now.
More. Like many U.S. social media companies, TikTok asks users for access to their cameras, microphones, photos, videos, and contacts. More obscure data, like keystroke patterns, are collected from everyone using the app.
Okay, this is what's important to keep in mind is it's voluntary. You can say no to that aspect of connection with this particular social media platform. The debate will continue as the bill that was passed overwhelmingly on a bipartisan basis in the House of Representatives moves on to the Senate. On Fox News, Rand Paul argued with Brian Kilmeade about TikTok and got in this heated exchange indicating he'll be a no vote on the bill. Clip five.
So the CEO would not assure that Beijing would not have access to personal information for 170 million Americans.
I don't think that's true.
Number one with young people. It is true. The number one with young people.
It's an allegation. You are making allegations against a company owned by Americans, and you have to prove it in court.
Who owns that company?
ByteDance is owned by China.
No,
it's not. See, that's a lie, and you're defaming the country. You're defaming the company. 60% of it is owned by international investors, 20% is owned by the software developers who are Chinese, and 20% is owned by the employees, 7,000 of whom are Americans. So
who controls the algorithm?
But it's not owned by
the
government.
It's not about profits. Who owns the algorithm?
TikTok owns their own algorithm, and it's actually not in China.
TikTok? ByteDance. And who owns ByteDance? The Chinese government.
No, they don't. See, you've just told a lie, Brian. You can't say on TV something that's a lie about a company.
Okay.
That is an out-and-out lie, and it's provably
false. What is a lie?
And they're not owned by the Chinese government.
Okay, this is obviously going to be a ferociously controversial issue when it comes up before the Senate. Meanwhile, there's a new movie. It's just released yesterday on DVD and Blu-ray, and it's available on digital HD from Amazon Video and iTunes. It's all available now if you want to see ISS. What is that? It stands for International Space Station. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar winner Ariana DeBose plays one of two American astronauts who arrive at the International Space Station to join a trio of Russian cosmonauts at a deeply dangerous moment in the science fiction thriller ISS, or International Space Station.
War has broken out below, and we were told to take the ISS by any means necessary.
If we got orders from our government to take control,
what do you suggest we do now?
Well, I suggest you miss this muddled and meandering movie. It takes a promising premise and blows it up into an incoherent explosion of intimate violence. The special effects are okay, but it's deeply frustrating that you never get even a hint of answers to the more intriguing questions raised by the plot. It's rated R for plenty of blood and mayhem. 1.5 stars for ISS. And tomorrow, there's a new film released, which is extraordinary and can take away some of the produced and provoked by mediocre movies. It's a movie called One Life, and it is a gem. It stars Sir Anthony Hopkins and Helena Bonham Carter, if you remember her, Romola Garre. Others, it's about an amazing true story of rescue of children on the eve of World War II. And it's extraordinarily historically important and I think spiritually important. The movie is called One Life. We will be reviewing that tomorrow. We'll also be talking about a mystery. Why is a University of California Berkeley professor sleeping in his office? It's explained. And why is PETA asking school photo companies to eliminate saying the word "say cheese" when you're taking photos? Plus, there is a Trump campaign insider who talks about how recounts failed to provide evidence of 2020 fraud that they were looking for intently in green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.